Okay, we're continuing Maseches Tainis, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the two dots on the third line from the top of the page. Mishnah had said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'ever Lefnei Ateva, the one who is over Lefnei Ateva, meaning the Chazan. So the din was, that he said that the Chazan who is on the Yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag, it's the Acharon who is Mazker, the Acharon referring to the Chazan for Musuf, Harishon, the one from Shacharis, does not. But on Pesach, it's the Rishon who is continues to say Mashav Ruach, and the Acharon, the one from Musaf, does not. So the Gemara asks, or a minhum, we have a contradiction from the Mishnah coming up. Ad Mosai Shoalin Asagishamim, until when do we ask for rain? By the same Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Sheyavor Pesach, until after Pesach passes. Meaning, on the days of Chol HaMoed, you're still, when you're saying a tefillah of Chol, you're still going to say the same Talmud of Racham. And it's only from Ma'ariv after Pesach that you stop. You continue asking until Nisan has passed. So the problem, because Rabbi Yehuda is so sere, he contradicts himself, because before he said that you're only Mazgir until Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, but not during Chol HaMoed. Amar Rav Chisda lo kasha. There was no difficulty. This Rabbi Yehuda said that you continue until Pesach passes. That's talking about asking for rain. That's Baruch Aleinu. The din of our Mishnah beforehand was Kan Lahazgir. On Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, we're not talking about asking in Baruch Aleinu. We're talking about mentioning in Mashiv HaRuach. Mishal Shoya V'Azil. So you continue asking until after Pesach, lahazkir b'yom tov rishon pasuk, but to mention the gevuras kishamim, that you stop on the yom tov rishon shel Pesach. So Ula asks, Amar Ula, Hod Rav Chisda, this answer that Rav Chisda gave, that even though we stop mentioning rain with the Musaf on the first day of Pesach, but we still continue to ask for rain in Baruch Aleinu until after Pesach. Kasha kachometz lashinayim v'cha'ashan lainayim. It's as difficult as vinegar is for teeth and smoke is for the eyes. It doesn't make any sense. Uma b'makom she'eino shova mazgir. When it comes to Shemini Atzeres, when you do not yet ask for rain, you don't say b'sein talum matar, because you're not saying Baruch Aleinu, and yet you start saying Mashiv Ruach min hageshem b'makom she'shova lainayim din she'eino mazgir. So at other times when you're asking for rain, so shouldn't you still be mentioning the rain? So Chol HaMoed Pesach, how can it be that we're going to be asking for rain with the same Talmud Matar Baruch Aleinu without saying the same Mashiv Ruach in Gevuras Kishamim? Doesn't make any sense. Elo Amar Ula, rather Ula suggests in terms of the answering the steer of the contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda, Trei Tanoi Aliba Rabbi Yehuda, that the two Mishnayos are really two different versions of what Rabbi Yehuda said. Two different Tanoim who were quoting from Rabbi Yehuda. Tanan, our Mishnah, thought that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're mafsik with Musaf on the first day of Pesach. And of course, you'd also stop asking at that point, and you would not ask during Chol HaMoed. You would not include it in Baruch Aleinu. The Tana of the Mishnah, Daf Hei, learned within Rabbi Yehuda that you continue asking and also mentioning until the end of Pesach. Rav Yosef offers a different explanation of the contradiction within Rabbi Yehuda. Mai ad sheyavor haPesach. What did it mean that we said that you continue asking in the Mishnah Daf Hey until Pesach passes? Ad sheyavor shliach tzibur rishon, until the first one of the shliach tzibur passes, which is the one of Shacharis. Hayo b'yom tov rishon shel Pesach, and he's the first one who is davening on the Yom Tov Pesach, and he's mazgir. But the Shliach Tzibur Sheni, the daven's Musaf, he's already not asking. He's already not mentioning Mashiv HaRuach. So according to this explanation, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the two Mishnayos are saying the exact... So Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef, I'm on the Abaye, Sheila b'Yom Tov Mi'ika. What are you talking about? You don't ask for any rain on Yom Tov. The Baruch Aleinu is not said. So how can Rabbi Yehuda say that Shonas Hagashamim until after the Tefillah of Shacharis on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach? Amar Lei, Rav Yosef responded to Abaye, yeah, no, there is. Shoel Meturgaman. Even though there's no formal Tefillah that would ask for rain on Yom Tov, apparently they would appoint a Meturgaman, somebody who would explain or translate or act as a microphone for the drasha of the Rav
on Yom Tov. And included in that, he would have a bracha for rain. What does that make any sense? Why would the Meturgman ask something that the Tzibur no longer needs? If they're not including it in their tefillos anymore, it's ending. Why would that be included? The maskan of the Gemara is that it makes the most sense to explain the 2 days of Rabbi Yehuda like the opinion of Ula. That in fact it's a machlokas tanoim, what Rabbi Yehuda said, and that explains the contradiction within Rabbi Yehuda, is two different opinions, but it's two different schools of thought in terms of what Rabbi Yehuda actually said. Rabba Amar, Rabba suggests another way of explaining this dira. Maya chiyavor pesach, chiyavor zman shchitas ha-pesach. What does it mean that until Pesach passes? It means until the time of the shchitas korban Pesach comes, which was chatzos on erev Pesach. Now, what comes out? The end of the time of Yaskei Shomim is Tefillah Shachris on Yudalad Nisan, on Erev Pesach. But by Mincha on Erev Pesach, you no longer ask for rain, even though you're saying a Tefillah of Chol, which has Baruch Aleinu in it. But the end time for mentioning it is on the Tefillah Shachris of Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Uktefillah so kein sofo. In the same way that you act when it comes to beginning the rainy season, so too in the end, just like when you started out on Shemini Atzeres, you mentioned rain, even though you're not asking for rain. So even though you stopped asking for rain by Mincha and Erev Pesach, you can still be Mazgir. So I understand when we're beginning at the beginning of the rainy season on Sukkot, the halacha is that mazgir, that you begin mentioning before you ask, hazkara nami ritzoi she'elohi, because by mentioning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who has the strength of the one who brings the rain, so it's a form of appeasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the rain should come down. Elasofo, but at the end of their season, my ritzoi she'elika, what's it accomplishing by mentioning the rain if we're no longer asking for it? What type of way, if you don't want the rain anymore, what exactly are we trying to express? So again, the Gemara rejects it and said that the best explanation is that of Ula, that the two opinions of Rabbi Yehuda are not the same, but it's two different Tanam explaining what they thought the Shita Rabbi Yehuda was. Now the Gemara goes to explain the halacha when it comes to the beginning time of mentioning rain. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that we begin mentioning the rain in Musaf of Shemini Atzeres, as we just did. And similarly, the halacha is like him, that the last time for mentioning it is to us Musaf on the first day of Pesach. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? But we have a Mishnah later on. The Mishnah tells us, "Bishlosha b'marcheshvan shoalinas hagishamim," that on the third of Marcheshvan we begin asking for rain. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shiva Bo. Rabbi Gamliel says on the seventh of Marcheshvan, which is 15 days after Sukkot, which again the Gemara is going to explain over there, is enough time for the last Jews to get back to Yerushalayim, to their homes. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, halacha Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Elazar said halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that we start saying it on the 7th of Marcheshvan. So the Gemara at this point understood, or thought, that She'el and Hazkara were the same, and that when we begin asking for it in Baruch Aleinu on the 7th of Marcheshvan, is also the time that we're going to begin mentioning it in Mashiv HaRuach in Gvuras Geshamim. So this doesn't work well if we assume that you're going to mazkir on Shemini Atzeres. So which one is it? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yassi said to Rabbi Zera, Gavra, Gavra Karamis. You're asking from one person onto another person. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lazar says halachas like Rabbi Gamliel. Iboy same location as a different answer, that maybe you can maybe they're not arguing at all, and there's a difference between asking for rain, which is what Rabbi Gamliel was talking about. He's talking about Baruch Aleinu. And Lahazkir, and mentioning it, which was Rabbi Yehuda was talking about. Now the Gemara asks a contradiction within Rabbi Yochanan, that again, before Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, that would begin mentioning rain on Shemini Atzeres, can that really be true? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, but didn't Rabbi Yochanan say it? B'makom sheshoa mazkir. In the place where you ask, you mention, it sounds like, in a place where you do not ask, you're not mazkir. So if that's the case, there's a connection between the two. So how can you be mazkir? How can you mention on Shemini Atzeres? There's no shayla on that day. There needs to be a connection between the two. So the Gemara explains, no, hahu lahafsaka itmar. This that Rabbi Yochanan said, makom sheshoa mazkir, makom sheino sholina mazkir, that the two are connected, that's only when it comes to stopping. When you're stopping asking on Erev Pesach, so you also stop mentioning. But when it comes to beginning it, there the svara, we have a svara to say that you can begin mentioning in a Shemini Atzeres, even though you're not going to be asking until after Sukkos. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, hizkir lahazkir maskir lishol, Pasuk milishol, posuk milahazkir. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan say explicitly that she'ela and hazkara, mentioning it and asking for it, go hand in hand, even at the beginning? And it's clear that you do not begin mentioning rain on Shemini Atzeres, since there is no she'elas kishamim, because it's not a weekday. So the Gemara has to answer as follows from Yochanan, el lo kasha. There is no kasha. Halon. This that Rabbi Yochanan said, that when you start asking, you also start asking. That's talking about the people in Bagel. They have their produce, which is sitting out all of Tishrei. So they only start asking and mentioning rain on the 7th of Marcheshvan. Halahu. But this that Rabbi Yochanan said, that Lach is like a Yehuda, that you begin mentioning on Shemini Atzeres. That's for people in Eretz Yisrael. They cut down the tefua in Nisan and they gather it in Tishrei. And there's no problem at this point, once the Yom Tov is over, with beginning to mention Kadosh Baruch Hu's Koach as the one who brings the rain. So Gemara says, what's the difference? Maishna l'didon, why is that for us? In Bavel, we start asking in Cheshvan, Islam peri bedavra, because we have fruits that are out in the field. L'didunami, for the people in Eretz Yisrael also, we should push it off. Islu ol erigolim, all the people who came for Yom Tov to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, they need to get back home, and it's going to be more difficult for them to return home if it's raining. So the Gemara answers, Kikam Rabbi Yochanan, Bizman Shin Beis HaMikdash Kayam. When Rabbi Yochanan say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you begin mentioning rain on Shemini Atzeres, that's only if there's no Beis HaMikdash. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Oli Regalim. And if there's no Oli Regalim, then there's no reason for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael to push off beginning to mention rain for Mar Cheshvan. Now that we've come to this distinction between that there's, when there's no Beis HaMikdash and when there is a Beis HaMikdash, so now we have a different answer for the contradiction that we had before in Rabbi Yochanan. Both statements of Rabbi Yochanan, both when he passed him like Rabbi Yehuda and when he said that you wait that he said beforehand that he passed like Rabbi Yehuda, is all talking for them, for Bnei Eretz Yisrael. V'lo kasha, kam beiz beis HaMikdash kayim, kam beiz bizman shein beis HaMikdash kayim. And the only distinction is between when the Beis HaMikdash is around and when the Beis HaMikdash is not around. When the Beis HaMikdash is around, so there's a reason to push it off, because we want to make sure that those who came to be Olu L'Regel will not get wet. They'll have an easy time, so we wait until Zayin Cheshvan. There's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no reason to not begin mentioning it on Shemini Atzeres. Asks the Gemara of Anan, Dislan, Treyome, Heche, Abdinon. But us, Nebuch and Bavel, who because of the Sveika Dioma have 2 days of Yontif. So when do we start doing it? When do we start doing it on Shemini Atzeres? Or do we start doing it on the next day, which we call Simchas Torah? Amarav, Mazchil, Bemusafin, Uposik, Bemincha. So Rav says, you begin mentioning it on Musaf on the 8th day, on the Shemini Atzeres, who post like, and you stop, in Mincha Shalosso Yom. But you don't say it at Mincha. Again, why? Because the 8th day is a suffix, whether it's the 8th day, or whether it's the 7th day, right, and still Sukkos, and at Mincha time, we're afraid that maybe this is the 7th day of Sukkos, and now we shouldn't do it until tomorrow. And similarly, you don't mention Arvis v'Shachris on what we would call Simchas Torah night. V'Chozer Musaf, you start it again on Musaf, and that way you're definitely starting on Musaf of Shemini Atzeres. Amar lehu Shmuel, so Shmuel said to them, Puku v'imru lei la'aba, go tell Abba, referring to Rav. Achar shasiso kodesh, once you've already declared the day kodesh, meaning you've said that you're being mazkir gishamim, which means that this is a real musaf of Yom Shmini, and you're acting as if it's Yom Shmini, taseu chol, then you're going to undo it and treat it as a weekday by a mincha, not mentioning it. Elam shmo mazkir b'musafin, you do ubimincha, you say it on Musaf and Mincha on the Shmini Atzeres, and that day is completely Kodesh. Uposek Arvis v'Shachris on the Simchas Torah day, you don't say it at Ma'ariv and you don't say it at Shachris, because maybe it's really the Shmini Atzeres day, and the Shmini Atzeres day you don't start until Musaf, so you don't say it the Simchas Torah night or Simchas Torah morning. And you start saying it again on Musaf on Simchas Torah, and that way you're definitely beginning with the Musaf of Shemini Atzeres. So Rava says, Rava Amar, Kevan Shehislos Shuvena Posek. What we do, once you start saying it, you don't stop. So once we start saying it on the day that we call Shemini Atzeres, we don't go back and stop because of the Sfeikos. We're now on Hey Amud Aleph. Similarly, Rav Sheshes said, "Kamen Chisko Shavina Posek." Once you start, you don't stop. Va'af Rav, and even Rav who said that you stop saying it by Mincha and Arvis and Shachris Hoderbe, he changed his mind. Damar Chanana Marav Mona Esim Echad Yom. To make sure that it's 100% clear when you are starting it in the Galus, Mona Esim Echad Yom. You count 21 days from the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The same way you count until Yom Kippurim, and on Yom Kippur, there's no suffix about which day it is. We all treat Yom Kippur the same way, on the same date. Umazchil, and that day you start with Kevan Shesko Shavina Posik. Once you start, you do not stop. And that's the halacha, that's Maskana the Gemara, Vehilchasa Kevan Shesko Shavina Posik. Once you start saying Mashiva Ruach on the Musaf of Shemini Atzeres, even though there's a Sveika Diyoma, you do not stop saying it at any of the later Tfilos in order to make sure that you start with the Musaf of Shemini of Simchas Torah, you say it straight until Pesach comes along.